Hello there, human. Don't be frightened. I'm not here to hurt you. And besides, this is only a dream after all. Whatever you'd like to call it, I have a little proposition for you. Who am I? Oh, silly, don't you know? You really haven't put the pieces together by now. Well, you are a bit skeptical about this kind of stuff, aren't you? And who could blame you, honestly? I don't think anyone ever truly wants to believe that their house is haunted. Regardless, if you haven't guessed already, I'm a demon. Oh, shh, don't be scared. It's not like I'm here to kill you or take your soul or something boring like that. No, 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 no. I have something far more interesting planned. Well, you see, I've been possessing that quaint little doll for some time now. You know, the one you and your wife bought at that garage sale a while back. Well, it certainly had its charms. I'm ready to move on to bigger and better pastures, so to speak. That's where you're going to come in. I'm going to need your help with this little project of mine. I've been trying for the last few months to possess that cute little wife of yours. But I've run into a small roadblock. Oh, please. Don't be like that. You two have had a rocky relationship even before I showed up. So just listen to what I have to say first, before you get all judgmental. Oh, yes. Yes, the headaches. That was me. Guilty as charged. The thing is, it's much easier to possess someone when they're distraught. And well, physical pain is certainly an effective tool at achieving that. Why would you help me possess your wife? That is a tricky one, but I think you'll soon come to realize that it'll be for the best. Let's not sugarcoat the situation here. You and your wife haven't been in love for a very long time. That much is painfully obvious. I imagine you wouldn't even be together if it weren't for the kids. You're both just too scared or too stubborn to move on and be happy. So instead, you're stuck making each other miserable. Oh, please. You can't honestly sit there and tell me that you love your wife. I've seen the way you two fight. It's practically a nightly occurrence at this point. Or did you forget that my doll is sitting on the mantel directly opposite your bed? I've seen all the fights, all the arguments. I've watched every time you've stormed off to sleep on the couch. She's always such a bitch to you. Always taking you for granted. You can never do enough to please her. She's making you miserable, and no matter how hard you try to make her happy, it's never enough, is it? She just doesn't have any respect for you anymore. I know that deep down, you hate her. Don't you? Oh, and don't even get me started on the sex. The two of you haven't fucked once since I got here, and no, that pathetic excuse for a handjob that she gave you on your birthday does not count. But I understand. You want to tough it out until your kids are through high school rather than put them through some nasty custody battle. But you see, what you didn't realize is that there's a third option. You can have the happy life that you've been dreaming of, and you don't even have to divorce your wife. I've seen how she behaves, how she acts around them. I can be just like her. Trust me, I'm an excellent actor. We demons are natural liars, after all. Another thing you should know about us demons. We are insatiable. I would fuck you whenever you wanted. No more jerking off in the bathroom so that she doesn't know. Not to mention, I have no morals whatsoever. I would be down for whatever dirty little things you wanted to try. And the best part is, your wife is hot. Her body is perfect. But you can't even have her anymore. But if I was in control, you could fuck that sexy body of hers whenever you wanted. Imagine what it would be like to fuck your sexy wife while her body was being controlled by the dirtiest and the sluttiest porn star you could ever imagine. I could roleplay any fucked up scenario you want. Hell. I'd even be willing to make them happen for real. What about that cute 18-year-old babysitter you have? I've seen the way you stare at her. I could help you seduce her. Don't you want to fuck that tight little athletic body of hers? Just use her like a little cum slut and train her to take your cock however you like. We could take her into bed with us. And ravage her together. Imagine that. A threesome with your new wife and your kid's innocent little babysitter. And if she isn't willing. Well, then we could just kidnap her and have our way with her. I don't have any morals, remember? Ah, please. I've been around for centuries, little mortal. Not to mention I have magic. Do you think I'd be caught by your pathetic police? There wouldn't be any consequences. We could fulfill every fucked up fantasy you've ever had. Wouldn't that be fun? It really is the best of both worlds. You get the happy, sexy, fun-filled life you want with your beautiful wife, and your children don't have to go through an awful divorce. I suppose there is that. What will happen to your poor, innocent wife? Well, she'll be stuck inside the doll. She'll be able to see us and hear us, but without any magic of her own. She won't be able to move or do anything like I can. She'll just be a little ornament that we can keep on a shelf. A little memento to remember her by. Eventually, her mind will fade away until she's just a plain old doll. But before that happens, we can have all kinds of nasty and dirty sex in front of her. Don't you want to show her what she's been missing out on all these years? I can show her what that sexy body of hers is really capable of. I know you want it. I can see the hunger in your eyes. Just give in to me. It can be That's it. Think about it. Think about all the freedom you would have. You could do whatever you want to. So, what's your answer? That's it. I knew you'd come around. Well, it's simple, really. You see, while I've been here talking to you, I've also been playing around in your wife's dreams. I've been giving her the most awful nightmares imaginable. The poor thing. It almost makes me feel sorry for her. If that were possible for me. Her mind is so desperate to escape from the nightmares and the headaches. She would take whatever escape I offered her. Even if it happened to be into a quaint little porcelain doll. The only thing in the way is that stupid little cross necklace she always wears. All you have to do is wake up and take it off of her. Don't worry, she won't wake up. Just so you know, this is the only chance we'll ever have to do this. It's taken me years to gather this much power. I won't be able to do something like this again for a very long time. So, are you ready? Well then, let's wake you up. I'll see you soon, husband. Good morning, my beautiful husband. I knew you'd make the right choice. Oh, fuck, this feels so good. I haven't inhabited a real human body in so fucking long. What should we do first, my dear, sweet husband? Do you want to fuck me? Don't you want to use this tight little pussy while your helpless wife is forced to watch right over there? Oh, I can already see that you've got some morning wood. I wonder, were you having a sexy dream? Well, as your loving wife, it's my job to take care of you, isn't it? Take your boxers off. Look at that hard cock. I can't believe that stupid bitch wife of yours wasn't taking advantage of it. Let's have a taste, shall we? I haven't had a real dick in my mouth in centuries, but I don't remember liking the sensation this much. It's okay. Go ahead. You can fuck my face however you want. Just use this slutty little body like you've wanted to for so long now. I'm your new wife. And you can use me however you want, whenever you want. Now fuck me and use my little whore mouth. Do you see that, you stupid cunt? This is what your mouth was made for. To be filled with cock and used like a toy. Fuck yeah, baby. Pull my hair. Use it to make me take this cock. No, don't worry about hurting me. I'm a demon, remember? There's not much you could do to hurt me. Fuck, that's it. Take out all your frustration on this mouth. Show your wife what you think of her. Just look at how sloppy my mouth is with your cum. She would have never let you do anything like that. Isn't that right, little Miss Prissy? You were too much of a stuck-up little cunt to ever show your husband a good time. And now you get to see what your body was capable of. Watch, you stupid bitch. Watch as I take your husband's cock in my hand. And straddle him. I want you to see it as I sit down on his hard cock, covered in my saliva, as I take him all the way inside me in one go. There we go. Doesn't that feel good, hubby? How long has it been since you felt this pussy? Oh, well, don't worry anymore. It's yours to do with as you please from now on. Let me ride you now and show you what a real woman can do. Oh. Oh, yes. Too long. Too fucking long since I've had a good hard fuck. Oh, I'm gonna bounce on this cock so fucking hard. I'm gonna ride you like she never could. I'll fuck myself so hard that I bruise my new pussy. Your pussy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I love it. Bouncing on this cock hearing our thighs slap together. Oh, it's gonna make me fucking come already. That's it, baby. Thrust up into me. Make this demon come on your cock. Oh, oh yes. Yes, don't stop. Oh, oh, yes, baby, don't stop. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Yes, that's it. Oh, 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 yes. Yes. Fuck. Fuck him. I'm fucking coming. Oh, oh, it's so fucking good. Oh my god. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. This is so much fun. Feeling mortal pleasure. Getting to torture and torment your wife. Oh, she's gonna regret not taking care of you now, baby. You're gonna watch me fuck your husband in front of you every night, unable to even look away. You're gonna sit there and watch us as we bring home all kinds of strangers and fuck them too. Oh, fuck, it's so good. Oh, your husband is going to fuck your babysitter, by the way. I know you were worried he was cheating on you with her. Well, he wasn't, you stupid bitch. But don't worry. He'll feel her soon. He's gonna take her and train her to be his new little cum slut. She'll be a little fleshlight that he can fuck whenever he wants and throw away if he ever gets bored of it. Oh. There will always be someone to take her place. I'm gonna make sure of it. Oh, I know. Maybe we could invite your sister over for some fun. I have seen the way she eyed your husband when she came to visit. Can you imagine that? Your husband fucking your sister right in front of you. He can make her stand up and fuck her right there. You'll have the front row seat. Should I pretend not to know? Should we let her think that she's making your husband cheat? What would be worse? Knowing she's betraying you and cheating behind your back? Or would it be worse if I joined in and fucked her too? Oof. A nice little incestuous threesome. Either way, I'm sure it'll be delightful. Oh, fuck. Won't it be fun to watch him pump her full of cum? Speaking of which, I think he's getting close. Do you want to see what his face looks like when he comes inside your possessed little pussy? I bet he always wished you would fuck him like this. Talking dirty, like a little slut. Oh, that's it. We'll give it to him hard and fast. I bet he's gonna come harder than he ever has before. Fuck me, baby, that's it. Grab my hips and slam me down onto your cock. Oh, yeah. I want you to fill my womb with your hot cum. I want to be overflowing with your seed. I want you to give me a baby. Won't that be so much fun? To make your stupid wife watch as we raise a child in front of her. A nice demon child we can raise together. Ah, oh, I've always wanted a demon baby to go and wreak havoc on the world for me. The thought of it just warms my cold little heart. After the first one, we can have plenty more kids if you want, baby. I don't fucking care. We can ship them off to the orphanage as soon as they pop out. Little demon children to torment the unsuspecting families that adopt them. You can just breed your wife's hot body over and over again. You can keep me all the time and play with my big titties. I bet she never let you suck on them when she was lactating. That stupid cunt. Well, you can fuck me while you drink from them if you want to. Oh, anything you want, really. Just give me your cum. Give me an heir and breed my pussy. I'm gonna come too. Oh, I'm gonna come too. Come with me, baby, please. Please, that's it. Yes. Yes, pound this dirty little cunt. Pump me full of your hot load. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Yes, give it to me. Fuck. 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 Oh my. Fuck. Yes. Yes, that's it. Come inside this pussy. Oh, shoot, you come into me. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. I can feel the power flowing into me. Oh. Oh my, that was great. That was better than any sex I remember. Thank you so much, my sweet husband. I can't wait to start our lovely new life together. The child we have, it's going to rule the world someday. Let's say goodbye to your old wife for now. We've got to wake up the other kids for school. Oh, and afterwards, baby, I'm going to need your help with a few errands. There are some previous owners of that doll that I would very much like to pay a visit to. Oh, don't worry, we won't get caught. Besides, I'll need to torture them for a while before we get rid of them.